Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friend. Today is a Thursday. Our telephone numbers are 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp line, 061-895-1019. 34519, it will set you a rent 50. And here we've got with us, who do we have with us? So Liel is not here, as overseas. And we've got a beautiful person, beautiful woman. Her name is Vanessa Palm. How are you doing, Vanessa?
Fine, thanks, Roy. How are you?
I'm actually
not
better.
Too well. You're better.
I'm much better. I mean, from last week to today, it's completely.
And you know what's interesting? He doesn't believe in taking medicine.
No, I don't believe.
It's natural health.
Natural health.
You just wait long enough, and it'll change.
That's right.
It will change.
He has to.
Naturally, the disease has to die on me.
One of the two. Something
better. One of the two. So we've got with us Vanessa Palm. How are you doing, Vanessa?
I am great.
And she showed me the new, how do you say, the new
gym
clothing. Yeah. But they're beautiful. Will it look beautiful on you? I don't know. Yeah, it looks beautiful. I must say,
it does look beautiful.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk also with Moshe Staugard. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning, very well.
And he's a little bit upset because he wants to talk about what's happening now with the shaming of Israel. Am I right?
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutamente.
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to be shaming on Israel. And he wants to convince me to sign the contract with... looks like I'm never going to sign.
I'll sign for you. You know what that means? A forge.
You can pay for me too.
Yes,
and then we've got Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Roy. Recovering from last night's good show.
It was.
We had a nice reaction.
Hey. Look, I don't know till where I can pull.
Draw the line.
Yeah, draw the line. So if there's no lines,
you just go for it.
Then we go.
I think your audience will tell you when you.
You think they will?
Well.
You know what? My audience actually liked the way we
interact,
and the only thing I'm worried about, the only one I'm worried about, is the Broadcasting Complaints Commission. I think, no.
Yeah. Well, it depends. You know, they don't listen. So if a listener is upset, they can lodge a complaint. But I don't think they're.
But you know, I must say we are quite controversial. So there's a lot of listeners that don't like us.
Well, that's why they listen.
They
need someone to hate.
I'm actually more proud of the people that hate me than the people that love me. So where we are now. So we've got Vanessa Palm this morning with us. The time is now 9:11, and we're going to kick off this morning with. So what you been doing lately, Vanessa?
Gee, Roy.
We had last week. You were talking about the singing at Four Ways.
Yeah, that's coming up still on the 7th of July.
So 7th July, guys, just book that. And can they still get tickets?
Yeah. So they can either go and buy tickets on Ticketweb. You can find it all on my website or on my Facebook public page, which is Vanessa Palm Singer. Or alternatively, they'll be tickets at the gate as well. All the VIP tickets are sold out.
All the VIP?
Yeah. VIP tickets are sold out.
Who cares about VIP?
I care about VIP very much.
Why?
They're very important.
So if you want to go and see the show as VIPs, they're sold out, are they?
They're sold out. Okay. Don't worry. If you come there, you know me. You're still a VIP.
So just mention your name. You'll give us a good seat.
That's it.
One day I'm going to tell you how I met Vanessa. Then you understand why you're VIP.
That's a whole show, Roy.
That's a whole show.
No.
That's a whole show. So tell me, Moshe. You wanted to talk about this incident that happened when? Yesterday? Was it yesterday? The one with
Sasha Naidu.
Yes.
Yes, apparently it was. She said something about against Gaza, like Trump said.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
And you ran.
And again, the liberals went crazy.
Yes, everybody, BDS, and everybody starts, threatening her, death threat and everything. In other words, a person cannot say what he wants to say anyway. But so the sponsoring was cancelled. Then she had to apologize, and hopefully she
apologize for what?
Yeah, just tell us what
apologize
the incident
for what?
Was. I don't know if all the listeners know what it was happening.
She was saying that everything that that the people staying in Gaza, they are wrong and Israel is right. she was pro-Israel. Anyway.
I'm pro-Israel. I want you to cancel my sponsorship.
I mean, not a question. I'm pro-Israel. A person must be objective. In this country, unfortunately, the people who are listening to the media, they're getting brainwashed. Why? And why they get brainwashed very easy? Because they don't know the subject. Whatever a person says, a person who is on the media, he knows everything. But the person on the media also does not understand.
Well, of course not.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, you can't believe everything you read on Google. I mean,
that's
everybody
right.
Take it as
and then,
gospel.
And everybody says, no, Israel is wrong, and the Israelis and the so-called Palestinians and Muslims. Let me tell you something. I got on another subject. Last night in Europe, Hungary passed a law whereby if a Hungarian person will help a
immigrant
even to fill up papers, you know, to do something, goes to jail.
Go to jail.
What?
Yes. Last night.
You never heard about it. You know why? Because they don't like the immigrants. They don't like the Palestinians. They only hate the Jews. That's all. But that's what I'm trying to establish many, many years.
I can tell you, but the way I see it, I think it's a wake-up call for Europe, and it's very good. Because everybody's going over there. You see, what happened in Europe was Angela Merkel, she thought it would be good because the birth rate in Germany is very, very low. She thought she'll bring the migrants, they start working in the factories, the economy will move, everything will be okay. Meanwhile, the migrants came in, they don't want to work in the factory, they want the privileges. The crime ran up, nothing is happening. Now she's in trouble with the partners in the government. Now, look what happened in Europe. Italy got the right wing. Austria, right wing. Just not there be no European Union at all because nobody wants them. They got a late wake up. But it's a wake up call, but it's too late, I think. Maybe too late. But that's how it is. And nobody, they don't know what to do with the migrants. And why does the migrants go to Europe? I don't know.
Let me tell you. Again, think about it. We're going to go to a song. But in the meantime, how do you think about that? People in the world, they don't love Palestinians or Arabs. Why? If they love Palestinians or Arabs, why didn't they do nothing? Why didn't they do anything when Saddam Hussein killed 350,000 Palestinians in his own country in the last 6 years? Now he actually there's a settlement called Yarmouk in the southern part of Syria.
Yes,
that he finished demolishing in the last few months, but basically finished killing everybody. Whoever he didn't kill obviously ran away from there. There was a settlement there with 350,000 people. He basically killed them, whatever he did. Why didn't you hear anything about it? Why
not
didn't people
this,
hear anything about
question.
It? And if they love Palestinians so much, why didn't you hear about it? So meaning, only if there's not the Jew in the news, it's not the news.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why the migrants going to Europe? Why don't they go to any other Arab country? The people from Syria, why don't they go to Dubai,
because
Qatar,
they're gonna get killed.
Bahrain? Why not?
Because
Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them. So they go to Europe. Humanitarian, but they shot themselves in the leg.
100%.
In the foot, yeah.
You shoot yourself in the foot.
Sorry, in the foot.
It's okay.
We understand. Doesn't matter. We do understand. So, let's go for a little bit of music. And this one, Sweet Home Alabama, I think you're going to like it.
It's a great song.
You love that one, eh?
Yeah, beautiful.
You like it. So, let's see. Let's see that actually my system will play it, but I think it does. Thank you for staying with us. 0101403020. That's our telephone numbers to whoever's got guts. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp line. And SMS is 34519. It'll cost you around 50. So, Gimpel the Fool says, Moshe, Europe died at Auschwitz. They deserve what's coming for them. And I'll plow to that. 100%. They deserve what's coming to them. You know what? But really, people, you don't understand. It's nothing to do with the Muslims. It's nothing to do with the Arabs. They just hate us. Hate us, but hate us. As proud as I am to be a Jew, I'm telling you from bottom of my heart, they hate us. It doesn't matter who you are, they hate Jews. And it's a simple fact is no one complained about what happened in Yarmouk. 350,000 people died. No one's still complaining about what's happening in Syria. Doesn't matter if it's Palestinians or Arabs, whatever. So those Arabs have been killed. 650,000 of them have been killed for the last 6 years. That's 110,000 a year. That's quite a capacity. Now, who forgets that in one day, King Hussein, the father, killed 3,000 people in 1970?
Yeah.
In 1970?
Black September,
1972?
What was 1970. It?
1970. Black September?
3,000, yeah.
3,000 people in one day. What happened then? Nothing. Of his own people.
And why this happened? Because they tried to overtake the government.
Overthrow the
so-called Palestinians. They walked in into Jordan, to Amman, killed 3,000.
No problem.
No problems whatsoever. Nobody said a word.
Yeah. What's his name? In 1917, just before the beginning of the First World War, Turkey, or at the time it used to be called the Ottoman Empire, killed 500,000. No, 1.5. What I'm talking about? Armenian. 1.5 million Armenians.
Yeah.
1.5 million.
Yes, it's there was a movie about it, Roy. There was a movie some years ago.
Okay.
About the Armenians, and they focused in on individuals. So yeah, the reality of it came back to you. Because it wasn't just a nation, it was individuals, and that's where they score. Because this is when you're dealing one-on-one with a person going through all this trauma, and that's how you connect. That's how you pass the message on.
What was the movie called, do you remember?
That's a very good question. I can't remember.
And nobody wants to recognize, some countries don't recognize this as a genocide.
It was a genocide, 100% genocide. So, and some people don't recognize the genocide that happened in the Shoah, in the Holocaust.
Yeah, in the Holocaust.
I mean, people say, no, it wasn't happening, it was a play. You know, Mahmoud Abbas, which is the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, he said that it was actually a makeup plan between Hitler and Ben-Gurion. That's how they made he made on it his doctorate. You know, he's got a doctorate. He's a doctor from some sort of Siberian university. Yeah, he's got... I think it's Siberia or some northern part of
Russia.
Yeah, so he's got his doctorate, his PhD. That was his PhD about how the Zionists, well, he calls them, made a nation just from the Holocaust. So basically, that's how
in other words, how Israel was created.
Yeah.
The conspiracy between Ben-Gurion and Hitler.
Yeah, that was a conspiracy, believe it or not. Eh? So, yeah, look what people think. So you understand why you contact people seriously, really. So what do we have more today? So today we're going to talk now to Vanessa because she's nice. Let me tell you guys. Yep, you know, she's been on radio. We all, and I'm talking in my name, myself, I'm not that pretty. We're not talking about Moshe at all. Moshe is not pretty. Then Peter used to be pretty once, but now he's not pretty anymore.
Thank you, Roy.
That's absolutely
pleasure. I'm now matured. Like good cheddar cheese.
Yes. So Peter used to be pretty, but he's not wearing his red dress anymore, so he's not pretty anymore. So yeah,
the red for Liverpool. What?
Red for Liverpool. Yeah, you remember? remember Liverpool?
Shame. Mo didn't do very well in the World Cup, did he?
Yeah, he didn't.
Shame. Egypt got kicked out.
But he still got his goal, eh?
He got the one goal. Yeah, penalty. Yeah, not enough.
No, but he was very weak.
You could see he was
blame Ramos. Did you see last night Ramos played again, got into trouble again?
Yes, for sure.
He is one of the most dirty players I've seen.
He's a dirty player. Everybody knows he's a dirty player. What can I say? So tell me, Vanessa, now look, summer is coming. What is it? Now we're in June, July, August, September. No, July, August. 2 months. So 2.5 months we started seeing those beautiful bodies and stuff. So now if you want to get into gym, you have to wear nice clothes.
Absolutely. I always like to dress nice.
Let me tell you the way I see it. The way I see it is like this. In gym, you have all those mirrors and you always look at yourself. So if you don't wear nice clothes at gym, I think you have to wear nice clothes. It motivates you.
But you know, yeah, exactly. It's not even a lot of people might hear that and think it's shallow. My personal thing is I train harder when I'm dressed more nicely.
For sure.
For myself.
More nicely.
More nicely. Yeah, that's beautiful. Hey? English.
Yeah. Sorry. We've got a reporter.
When I'm dressed better. Yeah. let me not get stuck there.
No, go for it.
But it definitely makes a huge difference to me. I noticed, you know, when I'm feeling a bit frumpy and I dress to suit my frumpy mood, my training doesn't go well when I'm dressing to hide stuff. So there, for me, there's two reasons to put on sexy gym wear. One is so that you can stretch your stuff and train harder and be proud of what you've got. Or the other is to look in the mirror and go, well, I better fix that.
Yeah, but really, if you dress nicely, you feel good, you go and you train. I know myself, when I go to gym, and look, I don't dress that great when I go to gym, but still, but when you look at yourself, you look, oh shit, I look good.
Oh,
you,
absolutely.
Yeah, you wear something that really, really gives you a little bit of a
confidence.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Confidence.
Well, look, it's also, I think it also depends. I mean, I live in gym clothes. I mean, I think the only time I ever wear non-gym clothes is either when I'm on the stage or when I come here.
Is it?
Otherwise, I'm in gym.
But you ride horses too?
I hardly ever ride anymore. I just spend time with them. I stop and I spend some time, and they can't be done.
Oh, you're a horse whisperer?
No, I think they're a person whisperer. My horses.
Tell me, so why don't you ride, really?
You know what? It's just been quite a long story. When I moved there, I thought I'd have lots of outrides, and I'd have my two horses, and I'd find somebody to ride with. But I was ignorant, and I'm quite a relatively new horsey owner. Firstly, I don't have anybody in there. Anybody that does ride, most people that I've met that do ride or are capable riders, competent riders, have their own horses and they are at liveries away from me. And I don't want to put my horses in a livery. I want them on my property. I want
for
to
sure.
see them every day.
100%.
And also the
outrides, it is so expensive that side. They call vets when you don't need to call vets. And it costs you, the vet bills will cost you crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, and they can. But I mean, you know what, honestly, touch wood. With them living with me, they have the most uncomplicated. Everybody always comments on how beautiful and the condition my horses are in, and they ask me, "What do you feed them?" And I feed them the simplest meals. I don't complicate it with all this hectic.
Look, if
I don't work them very hard.
Yeah, if you don't work them hard, then it's fine.
I don't give them a lot of protein. And I don't want them to be hot horses. I just want them to be happy, contented, as happy and chilled as a thoroughbred can be. They're both thoroughbreds, yeah.
You got thoroughbreds and you don't ride them.
No, they do get ridden. My groom lunges or rides. He alternates every day to keep them in fitness or in shape. And then I've got a young girl who comes and rides whenever she has a chance to. I'm hoping that she gets... The problem is, the minute I try and leave my gate, there are buck out there. And those horses go...
Crazy.
Ballistic. They're
well, like of course, you've heard of the buck. It's 50 buck. Huh. 1 buck 50.
Yeah.
And we can't go out of the estate because there's trucks that go careering around there.
Don't you think that horse riding is one of the best fitness?
It can be. It can be, depending on what you do with it. But if you're just like a hacker like me, no, not particularly.
Is it not?
No.
I think the furthest you ride from the fridge is actually very good to
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
Look, if I had to go and walk up to visit my horses every day, I could get very fit.
And they know you, do they?
Yeah, definitely. With the shoot we just had recently, they're amazing.
I've been afraid of horses. I fell off a horse once and that was it. I was in the Drakensberg with friends on a weekend, and I got onto this horse, and we were riding, and then my friend thought he'd be funny, so he hit the horse on the back, and the horse started cantering.
I got frightened.
That was it.
A lot of the horsey fear that's around is usually ignorance. Either ignorance or a childhood experience, or just fear of the unknown, because they are the gentlest, sweetest things. Look, I wouldn't advocate going and up to any horse if you don't have somebody there supervising, because obviously it's like anything.
You're right.
A troubled creature.
It's a huge machine.
That's why
they call it horsepower.
No, it's got a power. Let me tell you, a horse kicks you.
But you know what you're going to do for a horse to kick you? Look, as I say, I mean, there are horses out there that have been damaged, and as a consequence, they have defense mechanisms.
They bite.
But they are, by all intents and purposes, they are animals of prey. They are not aggressive.
No, they're not.
If they ever behave in an aggressive way, it's because an ignorant individual has approached them in what they deem in horsey language or body language as being an aggressive approach.
Did you ever see the theatre production of Equus?
No.
It's not on now. It was on many years ago. There's an amazing movie, if you can Google it.
Okay.
It's about a little boy and his relationship with this horse.
Yeah.
And he needs psychiatric treatment because of the way he treats this horse. But
really?
it's revealing. It's one of the best theatre written pieces I've ever seen called Equus.
Equus, I'll remember that.
So you know who's got birthday today?
No, Ooh. Roy.
So let me tell you. So we've got Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, is today 36.
Yeah. He's getting old.
Yeah, he's getting old and bald.
Yeah.
He's the son of Charlie.
Charles. Prince of Wales.
Yes, the Prince of, then who more? You know,
who else?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. He's in a movie.
Yeah, he's 39. He's 39 years old.
He's in Jurassic World right now, Roy.
Is he?
Yeah, you must go and see it.
Oh, yeah, he's in Jurassic World. He was in the previous Jurassic Park movie as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, he is. Yummy.
So, yeah, no, he is.
And he's also in the Avengers and Galaxy. No, he's in.
And you know, the most controversial figure of this century, I think, is Edward Snowden. You remember Edward Snowden?
Yeah, I remember him very well.
Yeah, Edward Joseph Snowden is an American computer professional, former Central Intelligence Agency employee, and former contractor of the United States government who copied and leaked classified information.
Yeah, he held out at the, I think, the Swedish embassy, and he wouldn't leave.
He was born in Carolina, but I think he's living now in Russia, if I'm mistaken, residence, currently residence is Moscow, Moscow, Russia. Temporary asylum he's got. So basically, otherwise, they're going to kill him. Then we've got. That's Michel Platini.
Oh, the soccer player.
Yes, soccer player Michel.
And a disgrace of FIFA.
A disgrace of. Okay.
Because he was fired from FIFA because of the bribery.
But he was a disgrace.
He was part of the Seth Blatter's.
But from the other hand, he's back in FIFA. He's right now the president of the UEFA.
Ah, okay.
The UEFA is United European Football Association.
Yes.
Which
so
is just
vindicated of those charges.
They're all corrupt. You don't understand how corrupt they are. But he's considered to be one of the biggest footballers of all time.
Yes.
Like one of the greatest footballers of all time. Yeah. What I'm telling you, so many things happening in June. So June is, what I like about June is closer to July, closer to August.
And today the shortest day today,
21st of June is the shortest day on the southern hemisphere. And how we celebrate it, we go to sleep early.
Roy, you know we got a couple of movie tickets to give away.
Oh, didn't
we?
We gave away one pair
last night, and we got another pair to give away today.
So, just talk quickly about give the people some background. So, we're going to give. You must pay attention to this next segment because we're going to give away another pair of tickets to whoever comes back with the answers.
The answers. I'm going to mention about a movie I saw, which I reviewed last night. It's called Ocean's 8. It's a heist film, a jewelry heist film, and it's from a woman's perspective. It's eight women who get together and pull off this amazing heist at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. Some of the big stars in this movie are Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Rihanna, Anne Hathaway. These are the big stars, and it's a very stylish movie. A lot happens in it. You've got to keep track of where everything's going. But I think that's going to be the big movie this week. So you can win tickets to experience the movies now showing at New Metro. And just tell us, give us the names of two of the actresses, and as the Americans say, actors, which I don't like, actresses in the movie, and we'll give you two free tickets. You can see any movie at New Metro. However, you cannot visit New Metro during the week of release. So in other words, you can't see Ocean's 8 this week, but you can next Friday when the run in, when the first.
But you can see other movies, all the other
movies.
There's
so many other movies to see. So if you want to enter the competition, just WhatsApp us with your phone number, and then we will pick a winner. We'll send you a Mobi code. A Mobi code is a code that you go to the box office, you give them the code, and they will give you your tickets at any New Metro. And I must say, New Metro has some of the best cinemas in South Africa. They're fantastic. So that's about it. So let's hear you coming in.
So where's the names?
I have given the names, Roy.
Oh, did you?
You listened, yes.
I'll
go through it again quickly. Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Rihanna, the singer, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, we've got it. The two actresses are Anne Hathaway and Sandra Bullock, and it's Ronnie, and please reserve his number. Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you, Ronnie.
And this week is gone. We've got it already.
We've got the four.
Thank you so much, Ronnie.
Listen next week.
Meet you at the movies. So, in honor of Chuck Norris, all McDonald's in Texas have now an even larger size. They then supersize, and then... When ordering, just ask for chuck size. And we're back, 010-140-3020, 061-895-1019, and 34519 will cost you $1.50. Alright, so we've got Deborah Lang that contacted us. What I'm going to do is next week we've got the same competition, and we're going to take your numbers and we're going to keep it for next week. So Deborah Lang and Fanny van der Merwe, I'm going to keep your numbers and I'm going to contact you this week, but we can only give you the numbers next week, those codes next week. So, but thank you for
entering
trying
our
and entering our competition, and there's always a winner, and it's always nice. And thank you for listening to us. So I'm back with Vanessa. Yeah.
Mm.
Vanessa, so I want you to give the. I've seen what you're doing. I've seen how beautiful it is.
Thank you.
And
very excited.
Are you excited?
No, I am. I'm very excited about.
I can see that.
It's really, really nice. It's really nice.
She's glowing, Roy.
Yeah, but it's really nice. The clothing, it's really nice.
You know
nice.
What it is? It's not just the clothing. So for those of you not sure what we're talking about, and those of you who do follow me, I'm an avid liquid salt activewear supporter. I'm crazy about the range of clothing. And he's got one particular pair of tights called Cheeky Bums. Cheeky Bums. They're gorgeous.
On a family
gorgeous radio
station.
Yeah, Cheeky Bums is good, yeah.
Anyway, so we've got two different kinds of pants, so leggings for gym, and then one racerback hoodie top. I'm looking at some other stuff. Bottom line is we are starting a range called Vanessa Palm by Liquid Salt. When I say starting a range, I don't know how long it's going to go on for. It's just like one of those, I couldn't think of a reason not to do it. So I'm doing it.
Great. So where can people see what you're doing?
What they need to do is find me. At this stage, I'm still going to get the photos up onto my website, but you can contact me via my website, which is www.vanessapalm.co.za, or on Facebook, go to my public page, which is at Vanessa Palm Singer. And you will find a post there coming up shortly. I can't remember if I did it this morning. I think it's going to be released later today. So otherwise, contact me directly on singer@vanessapalm.co.za. That's singer@vanessapalm.co.za is my email address, and I'll send you through images. At the moment, it's all in templates. If you're looking at examples, you can look at the liquidsalt.co.za website, and you can see examples of the types of clothing that he makes, and the pants. It's the Kiss pants and the Cheeky Bum pants, but we're going to be making those with the Vanessa Palm, and there's a brand new Vanessa Palm logo that very few people have seen, and it's flipping
would you sing
awesome
it?
With
it's,
me
it's
singing
like, it's
like
a shadow
silhouette. Yeah.
A shadow yourself.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I know Vanessa is the most exciting person. I promise you guys, she doesn't do nothing for money. Even if she does, she doesn't know how to make money. Trust me. It's not the money. She does it something for her heart. I promise you.
I'm allergic to things that end up in money. As soon as it becomes all about money, I leave it. I'm not
this one is really, really a person that I don't know. Like, you know, those flower girls. That's the one. Yeah, this one. She likes people and she likes animals.
Otherwise
she likes
known as Away with the Fairies, I think.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. And you know what? And you're always welcome to our show. And what we have to do is, I think next time we're going to prepare a show, something special. So we're going to do something special about your training, because it is special. What she does, she trains like in a different, another method. The food that she makes is another method. And is it tasty, by the way? I still have to taste this food.
No, look, I think it's tasty, but remember,
with this attitude, I'm not eating
it. I help my ladies with various options. I'm very creative with my food making options when it comes to making sharing with other people.
Yeah.
But for me, I actually can't be bothered. I'm very lazy. But when I'm doing my bulk preparation, I'm a boarding school child, hey? There's very little.
So am I.
I prefer lumpy custard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like lumpy custard.
I prefer things when there's a little bit of a taste of burn to them.
So listen, hold on a second.
I don't burn all the food. I can actually cook very well, I promise.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, living on the river, you can fry well.
I can cook well.
Yeah?
No,
okay. Yeah, I'm also a boarding school
specialist. Yeah. Yeah.
I was 5 years at boarding school in Krugersdorp.
I chose boarding school over home. I loved it.
So did I.
I like being with my friends all the time.
No, so, not really.
Roy, where's your mind gone? It's gone into a gutter somewhere.
Yes. My concentration length is about 10 minutes.
That's long.
Drag it to 15 is a lot. So, after 15 minutes, I think, just a second, what Eitan is making? What Eitan is cooking
what
in
is
my office?
What is Eitan doing? You must have been amazing at school, Roy. Did the teacher always scold you?
You know what, I was never there, you know, proper in my mind.
Your mind,
I was there.
You were physically sitting in the chair, But your mind was elsewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know how I made it right. In all my exams, I never failed an exam. I don't know why. I don't know how.
Would you have
it's
a photo
as an exam? The gift of the gab. One of my teachers wrote,
gab.
Yeah, she wrote, Vanessa, I don't know how you've passed this. You definitely have the gift of the gab. Well done.
You know, in Spain, they give you, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Same as, yeah, I mean, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Oh, that's the percentage.
It's not the percentage, but that's the mark on the exam. So four is...
Not good.
No, four you fail. Five you fail.
Six,
you just made it. So in Spanish, just made is basta.
Basta.
It's enough. It's enough. And I still get only six.
You only got
just
six.
Enough. Yeah, I just did enough. So always, the teacher used to call my parents and say, your son just do enough. When he gets to 60, he just drops his pen. And that's it. Enough. Because I was never studying. Never, ever studied.
Yeah, I always used to write at the end of my report, he can improve. He can do better.
I
got 99.
Always.
He can do better.
No, 99. Yeah, no, 99. I mean, my parents would have opened champagne. on a 80, I would have been pure. And then, I mean, just to think about my kids, my poor kids, they used to get like 85, and my wife would say, but you can do so much better. And you see two boys, naughty boys, doing, oh, yeah. So anyway, guys, the time is now 9:51, and Craig is walking to the office. He's our engineer, and he's going
to
tell us just now to get the hell out of here. So before he's going to tell us to get the hell out of here, let's see like this. So singer at Vanessa...
Singer@vanessapalm.co.za is the email address. Yeah.
Yeah, and then your.
If you want to find my Facebook page, yeah. It's at Vanessa Palm Singer.
So the emblem of and above the two, at Vanessa Palm
Singer.
That's Singer.
At Vanessa Palm Singer.
That's
There's
your
another
Facebook,
Vanessa Palm page. It's my personal one. That one is going to become private relatively soon. I've just launched the public page. I'm giving everybody a chance to move away from my personal one. And then I'm going to privatize that.
So you must do that.
Follow me on my, it's blowing up at the moment.
Yeah. So. Look, Vanessa is a pretty girl, and then you got all those people that come to and say, hey, I love you.
I even see the messages. So
she's moving to that side, and it's much better, more professional. And I understand.
But more importantly, you've got to, if you're in the Springs area or anywhere near Springs or are willing to travel through to Springs, because apparently you can blink and miss it, but come through tomorrow night to a place called Stable Inn. It's actually a fundraiser for somebody who I'm looking forward to meeting. Her name is Salome Hugo. She is the owner of Let's Talk magazine.
All right.
Her mom is very, very, very ill, and she's got to raise a huge amount
Do
of money.
Do we know Let's Talk magazine, don't you? No, we don't. All right.
Yeah. So Salome, Vernon Musso is somebody he's a new acquaintance. He'll cross our paths in the future.
Yeah.
He's pulled me into this, and I'm so grateful because it's always lucky to go in and contribute your time to a fundraising initiative. So
always
if you're
good
in the
give.
Springs area, please come through and support that. It's just, it's in a place called, as I said, Stable Inn. Food, drink, we've got three musicians there tomorrow night. Ernie Bates, Vernon Musso, and myself, Vanessa Palm, from 6 o'clock. Free entrance. So come in, enjoy yourself, buy your food,
have
buy
beer,
your drinks, and support the cause, please.
100%, guys. So I thank you so much for... The time is now 9:54 for all intents and purposes, and we're going to say our goodbyes to you. I want to play you Eleanor Rigby. It's one of my personal best with one of my Beatles personal best.
Beatles, it's a great number.
So
well done.
I'm going to say goodbye to you. Good job, sir.
Thanks, Roy, and thanks to you.
Have a very, very nice weekend, and we'll prepare something special for you for next week. It's going to be the week of the move.
The move, so we won't be.
When Chai FM is moving to new premises, and hopefully it's best one, a better one, and I really want to thank Chai FM and its old,
all the people that contribute to the show,
all the establishment,
all the establishment, and I must say it's been great to me and Katie Keller. Thank you so much for having us in the old place, and hopefully we're going to light up the new place. So this is Eleanor Rigby
in a great way
in a special way. This is Eleanor Rigby. That's the Beatles.